Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all we are mit Dance auf Flux FM gehört. Das ist die dritte Single, beziehungsweise der dritte Auszug aus der neuen Platte Sunny Hills, die erst morgen erscheinen wird. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus Liverpool im Auster Club und feiert quasi in das Veröffentlichungsdatum hinein. Dann wird es morgen weitergehen nach Amsterdam und der Rest der Tour geht dann erst so richtig los. Ich begrüße im Studio Guru Geekling, Richard O'Flynn und Luis Santos. Ich sage willkommen, welcome und bienvenido. Hello.
Hello. Hey,
nice to see you.
Welcome to Flux FM, you guys. How are you doing today? Everything all right so far?
Yeah.
Come closer
good.
To the mic, please. They sound better when you're close. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Nice. It's very whitish.
Yeah, we're in good form, man. We're really excited about the gig. Record is coming out tomorrow.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was my first question, actually. What are you most excited about? Because there's three things that you could be excited about. The record is coming out tomorrow. There's a gig in Berlin tonight.
Yep.
You know, critical crowds. Crowds with a K, you know, standing in front of the stage like, let's see what they're able to do. And the third thing is Great Britain's election happening today.
Yeah.
People in Great Britain are jumping into the booth right now and making their...
I have someone voting on my behalf, actually.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. We call it voting by proxy. I presume you've got something similar here.
No.
But so you can apply for someone to vote for you if you're not in the country.
Yeah. One safe vote for Theresa May.
He did actually joke. He did make a joke. I was like, Nick, if you're listening, Nick, which you probably aren't because you're in the UK, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's Labour.
Yeah.
Just to be sure. Don't mess around.
But you guys aren't even allowed to vote, right? Because you're from Norway, you're from Brazil. You just have to watch and pray, kind of. Because, I mean, if the whole Brexit thing is going into the full-scale, hardcore dimension direction, you'll be fucked.
Yeah, it's really, really scary. But, like, it's just looking at, like, our Facebook feeds and everything today, it's just, like, it looks so promising, you know. Mm. But then you do realise, like... that we live in a liberal bubble.
Yeah.
So all our mates and everyone are going to vote Labour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really nervous about it. Really nervous.
It's interesting, though, because you're going to basically finish your gig at around 11. That's when the places to vote are closing in England. Yeah. And that's when the first polls come out, the first prognosis.
I think we'll know.
Yeah.
And when the referendum happened last year, we were actually in Germany as well. So second time in Germany for a very decisive time.
It's interesting though.
Yeah, man, we were in Frankfurt. We were flying back from Japan and our flight got delayed. So we had an extra night in Frankfurt and it was just very surreal. We stayed up all night watching the results come in. Obviously, we were really, really upset. And then we just walked around the commercial center of Europe, you know.
Yeah.
Just thinking like, what has happened
here? And that's funny because Frankfurt is the one city that's going to take advantage of the whole situation because all the banks and bankers are going to move there. I mean, it's bad for the normal people in Frankfurt, gentrification wise, but for the city itself, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a good thing, the Brexit thingy. But it's a sad topic to talk about.
It is.
Sad because actually I was always thinking that I live in a generation where everybody knows that the idea of coming together is worth more than the idea of separating again into national states. But it seems as if there are still some people out there want to go back.
I think the people who, I mean, it's hard to tell. Everyone has different opinions, of course, and everyone's entitled to those opinions. But it seems that the older generation, they would have voted more to leave than the younger. So I think a lot of young people are quite pissed off, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally. Now, before we get too depressed, let's listen to one of your new songs. This one is called Burn It All Out. And it's on the new record, Sunny Hills, that you've produced with Quest, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to talk about that after that song a little, because I find it really interesting that you've worked with him. And he's a guy who worked with hip-hoppers as well.
Yeah, mainly hip-hop.
Yeah, Lol Connor and stuff.
Yeah, and Solange.
And he was the one to make you sound more indie rock. That's all, you know. We will have to talk about that in a few minutes. All we are zwischendurch aber nochmal auf dem Plattenteller mit Burn It All Out. Yes, all we are mit Burn It All Out. Sunny Hills heißt die Platte, die morgen erscheinen wird. It's finally there. Tomorrow you're gonna release it. the album. And there's going to be something like a release party tonight, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, it depends on the result of the election.
I think we'll need to celebrate regardless.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Either it's a happy celebration or a sad celebration with even more alcohol. The sad celebrations happen with even more alcohol.
Yeah, for sure. Like a funeral.
Oh, it's so sad. But I was looking at your Facebook page and I just asked you when the music was on, and there's a photo of you guys in a sunny surrounding. Seems like you were on a boat or something.
We were on a boat.
What's happening there? Do you do vacations together as well?
We do, actually.
Yeah. What? That is so crazy.
Yeah, we after we finished recording the record around September last year, we went on holidays with all of our friends. It was maybe like 30 or 40 of us.
What?
Yeah. And we rented this big house in Portugal and just, hung out for a week or so and then spent some time with our front of house, Linton, with his family in Portugal as
well.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a family affair, I think, that's happening there.
Yeah, it's a proper family affair.
That's nice, though. And I really think, and we've talked about that as well before the music stopped, I think it's a really important thing that the vibe within a band is like a good one. And I mean, if you're doing your vacation with your front of house people, it's crazy. It's just crazy. I think
it's really important. Like, I mean, what we really love to do is play live. Mm-hmm. And I think, to do that, you have to tour, and when you're playing, you have to communicate really well on stage and stuff. So yeah, it's really important to have that relationship.
I think as we were talking about while the music was playing as well, that we kind of started this band because we wanted just to hang out and be together. And then music was kind of secondary. So it's a good thing that we know how to play now.
After a few tries of making clothes
and designing wallpapers, they decided to stick with the music.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to do something together. Now, speaking of things that you do together, what I love about your music, and especially in the new record, is how you phrase the vocals. How the vocals are sprinkled onto the music. I think that's something that you do in a very special way, in a very lovable way. Is that something that you're working on as a group, or is it a guy or a girl who's singing working with that?
I think it's just natural. I think it just happens. Like, the way we write music is that we jam everything together and we just play and it just happens. So, yeah.
Because there's not too many songs where the vocal starts on the one, like 1, 2, 3, 4, la, 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 la. But it's always 1, 2, na, 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 na.
Yeah, sure.
With human, what I'm saying? Yeah, it doesn't start on one, and I love that. It makes the whole thing much more interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've never even thought about that.
Yeah, cool. Don't start thinking about it.
If that's how you do it,
don't start thinking about it. Do you remember the day when the Flux FM presenter messed up the whole band? Oh, we are? Because he told them what he likes about their music and they didn't even know about those things? I know what I love as well about your new record is that it's a political record. There's political issues on there and you talk about stuff that's going on your nerves, especially Human is a song that could help people think, maybe, and then could help people to realize that they're nothing more and nothing less but humans.
Yes,
no matter
true.
The color of their skin or their religion or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you consider yourself something like an artivist? Because that's something I learned from the black from the Dead Press. The Dead Press, the old school hip hop group. Mm-hmm. They were here once and they told me that they see themselves as artivists, like a combination of an artist and an activist. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Would you say that's something that's needed in times like these? Yeah, where did the need to go for more political lyrics come from?
I think there's always a need for artists to reflect the world, and it's kind of our job really to look at the world and try and, I don't know, communicate. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a political thing already, right? Yeah, you don't have to...
Exactly. I mean, I think music has always, been a part of politics, and counterculture has always been politically charged, always. It's only, quite recently that musicians... have detached themselves from that. I think there's a lot of hyper-commercialization, and I think a lot of artists maybe are told, don't express your opinion on this, you might alienate some people, but it's not really about
there's
that.
There's some right-wing listeners.
Yeah.
Tell them your record.
But I think, to be honest, it's it's in some ways it's a political record, but it's not really. I think we're just political people, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, we're just observers, and then you know what comes out is the record, you know.
But, yeah.
And I think you know, it's good to provoke talk like what we're doing now. You know, we've spent a lot of time actually doing promo, and we, you know, we often end up talking about politics, and you know, we end up talking about politics to people who come to the shows, and that's a really, really important thing, a really positive thing.
But I do think it's really important to say as well that it's not like, it's not a political record in that sense. It's a very personal record.
Yeah.
And it's a record where that asks the big questions.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily just political ones, you know.
Yeah.
They're questions about life and family and just everything that makes us who we are.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're looking at the private things more closely there, you realize that they're political as well. Yeah, right?
Yes, I think we never realized as we're writing the album that there's all these dark undercurrents politically happening, and we didn't even think about it too consciously.
Yeah.
And then when we listen to the finished product, it was all there, you know, so it is completely tied together.
Yeah. And that's another thing that's important, I think, if you're going to implement political things into your music, you have to be careful about the fact that this whole stuff could turn up like slogans with music underneath, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that I don't want to listen to, you know? A band that's just shouting out slogan after slogan.
I think, it's just important to talk about this stuff.
I think so too.
And like, you know, what better place to express your opinions with the people around you than gigs? You know, that's, you know, you've got a room full of a couple of hundred people.
Yeah.
You know, you plant the seed of an idea and then people get talking about it, and then they go and they spread that seed and spread that idea. And, you know, it's just a really, really important thing to do now.
Yeah. And I really think, like, with songs like Human, you can really get some people to think. I mean, that's a whole other question. How can music change the world? Is it possible that art is playing a major role in making the world a better place, or isn't it?
I think music definitely is making the world a better place. Mm. And I think so.
Good.
Yeah. I think humans, you know, human beings can change the world, and music is a massive part of humanity.
Yeah, it can be like a starting point, I think. Let's just stick with the song Human. There might be people out there who sing along for a few weeks, and then they realize, oh man, the definition of being a human is something new to me. No, really, I don't think so.
Well, we did in Liverpool. We went around asking people that, and we filmed it, and you know, it's on YouTube and Facebook. So everybody had we asked them, you know, what does it mean to be a human for you? And then every person had a different answer, of course. Wow. You know, but like, we've learned so much just by asking people what they think it means.
It's like a political research thing happening. It's really interesting.
It was actually a really profound experience. Like, everyone had a different answer, but you know what we learned is, like, right under the surface of, you know, a stranger or whatever, is this complex, deep human being, you know, right there. And I just think, like, you know, if we can just break down those barriers easier, we're going to have a much better place.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's nothing to add to that. So we'll leave it at that. Thank you. I mean, really, that was the perfect last sentence for an interview. Music can change the world, and you have to be aware of humans around you, and aware of the fact that they are, like, all the people who are walking on two legs, they're all humans. It's crazy. Even people in wheelchairs. Yeah. And people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And people of different colors and different religions.
Of course, we're all just human beings.
Yeah. Open your eyes up to that fact, and everything will be a bit better, I think. Okay. Empathy should be taught in school. That's another thing that I was thinking about a lot. But we'll leave it at that. Oh, we are, waren bei mir im Studio. Heute Abend spielen sie im schönen Austerclub und stellen die Platte Sunny Hills vor, die man dann unter Umständen auch heute schon kaufen kann. Will you sell the Sunny Hills LP at the merch stand like an hour before?
We will.
We will.
Yeah, nice. Maybe at midnight we can sell it. Actually, that'd be quite cool. Yeah, okay, we'll do a countdown.
Yeah, nice.
We'll even sign it if you show up.
Yes, nice. Okay, also die Platte kann man dann heute Abend schon kaufen von der Band, obwohl sie erst morgen rauskommt. Das ist doch auch schon mal schön. Im Austerclub spielen sie, und wer da hingehen möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Sophie Euler hält erst den Daumen in die Scheibe und kommt dann um die Ecke gerannt und geht ans Telefon. 030 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, oh, wir spielen heute Abend im Austerclub hier in Berlin, und morgen kommt die Platte Sunny Hills vor, and you're gonna be in Amsterdam tomorrow. That's not too shabby.
No, it's not too shabby at all. Yeah.
So thank you for visiting.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I want to play a result of your last visit to say goodbye to you. This is the live version of Human recorded in the Flux FM studios last time you were here. It was like a few months ago.
Yeah.
Nice. So thank you for that live version as well.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, and we'll meet again pretty soon. I have a good feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See
you
then. Bye. We're 2/3 of all we are, and this is the world premiere of the acoustic version of Human.
All right. See you.